This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Browns linebacker Jordan Hicks has officially announced he's retiring from football.
Are you surprised by this? Is this news that you as stunning? I mean, you are certainly, you're the one that is there every day.
So knowing Jordan, knowing what he went through last year, and he was very candid at the end of the season about like just his injury ordeal and everything and how hard it was for him to get back on the field. And he's obviously like, you know, he's not like a young player at this point in his career anymore.
I think he played 13 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think it's not, I wouldn't say it's like, like when you told me, I was surprised by the fact that it was like, oh, wow, like that, it kind of came out of nowhere. But I'm not surprised that like this was his decision because we were all sort of wondering like, where's Jordan? We weren't told of any injury issues. There was nothing there. Like why he wasn't practicing yet. And then yesterday we even asked Stefanski, like, is he going to be back today at practice? And Stefanski's answer was basically just, I don't know.
Right.
And it was kind of like, I don't know.
I think at that point, he knew what was going on, but he wasn't going to spoil it.
Yeah. Wasn't his news to tell type thing.
I think the timing on this is probably a little more surprising than the actual action. Like, had Jordan Hicks retired in
July, like the middle of July, like when we were
the middle
like
of June or whatever, or even, you know, prior to OTAs or this past winter, I don't think anyone would have batted an eye at this. But the fact that we are into training camp already and now is the time to announce it, that I think is the thing that I find most surprising in at this point before today, because he had not retired, it was fair to expect him to factor into the linebackers room for the Browns. And now, without him, without Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, this linebacker room, I think, becomes pretty thin. I think this goes from a spot that, in a perfect world, you could look at as a strength of this team to now as a weakness.
I think you're 100% right about that. And what's funny is there was a lot of people recently even talking about like how this Browns linebacker room is, I think they were already thinking it was a weakness and that it didn't have a lot of depth. And I was kind of pushing back on that notion because with Jordan Hicks included, I was looking at a group that had Jordan Hicks, Carson Swessinger, Devin Bush, who I thought was really solid last year, filling in for JOK when he was injured. Mahamoud Diabate, who, you know, I think he's a nice like depth linebacker to have. He's not great.
Good special teams guy.
He's a good special teams guy. Jerome Baker, that signing I thought was great. Like, he comes in and he's that rangy linebacker who can cover, who can do a little bit of everything. And he still, I think, has some pep in his step at this point in his career. Like, I really like that addition. And then you have Winston Reed, who's another special teams guy that's probably going to make the teams. So you had, like, six deep, and you felt good about, like, three or four of those guys who all could kind of contribute to this group. So I kind of pushed back on the notion that it was a weakness for this team. But now you're 100% right. Without Jordan Hicks, very inexperienced group, certainly some questions at this spot in general. And yeah, like a lot more is now going to fall on the shoulders of Carson Swessinger, who, by the way, the last couple days, you've seen a lot more of Carson Swessinger while Jordan Hicks wasn't out there calling the plays, kind of directing the defense, which is a big responsibility for a rookie, but it certainly amplifies his impact on this team and the need for him to be one of these players that hits for Andrew Berry and has an impact like quickly here.
Do you think trusting a rookie with those responsibilities is a bad spot to be in? Because I don't take that stuff lightly. Being the green dot, being the guy that is Because when I think you are the green dot, I think you're in charge of kind of making sure that everybody's in the right place at the right time, that the alignment is proper prior to the snap, that you can communicate well. And I think that is because there is very clearly going to be for Swesinger, just the way the same way there would be for any linebacker.
Yeah.
There's going to be a learning curve going from playing at UCLA last year, playing in the Big Ten, to playing in the NFL. Like, it is a totally different ball game. And this, I think, puts a lot of pressure on him. I think this move in particular makes his life more difficult. And we'll see. I think the first 2 days have been, you know, reports about him have been good as far as being a linebacker goes. But I think that this puts more pressure on his shoulders and puts a little bit more on his plate.
100% it does. To your question on, like, are you worried about a rookie taking all that on? I think there's always a little concern there because it's a rookie. Like, he doesn't fully know what to expect at the NFL level, obviously. There's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. There always is for those types of, for any new player coming into the league. What I will say is I think this team drafted Carson with a belief in, listen, this is a guy who was a walk-on at UCLA and then ultimately earned a scholarship and became a really, really solid player for them. There were some accolades included in there in terms of like all Big Ten and whatnot. Like, he became a really solid player. He has that ranginess. At least we haven't fully seen it yet because they're not in full pads, but like, he has the ability to do that.
Yes.
He's instinctual. I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They feel like he's a very smart player, and he can do all the things that they need him to do. To your point, though, like, I don't know that they expected it to be this quick that it's on his plate. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, there probably will be some mistakes along the way. But you know, I think on in some respects, not losing Jordan Hicks stinks from especially a depth standpoint, and a guy that, I mean, listen, it'd be great to learn from Jordan Hicks. Like, the nurturing process for a young rookie to kind of get from a veteran like that, I think would be huge. But I also do on some level kind of like the fact that this now opens this door for Carson to really just like hit the ground running. There's no like holding him back. It's like, we need you. So he's going to have to learn on the fly here. It might go poorly in spots. It might go great. And he might just like thrive in this setting and in this situation. I'm curious to see what he does with it. But for a team that is trying to win while, you know, trying to rebuild a little bit here and get younger, I don't have a problem with a rookie having to step in and like immediately do some things, even if it wasn't what you expected him to have to do to start this thing off. So I'm kind of excited about this opportunity for Carson. And it's unfortunate it's of the byproduct of losing somebody else who I think is a solid player in this league in Jordan Hicks. But yeah, this is the hand that they've been dealt.
And I do think it does serve as an opportunity for some of the younger guys in that room to step up from a leadership perspective too. Because when you talk about somebody like Jordan Hicks, who had been in this league for a very, very long time, leadership comes along with that, I think. And now with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah also not part of the picture this year, I mean, I'm sure he'll be around, but obviously not going to be on the field, you look at this and say, okay, well, who can step up not only on the field, but who can step up in the locker room in that place too? Like, who can be somebody that will now be the voice of the linebackers room? Because I think Jordan Hicks would have taken up that spot.
100% he would have. And as you talk about like Miles' leadership ability too, like, you want as many veterans on that team and the, I guess, Miles' leadership ability to an extent. We know there's like a cap to that, when, which is what we've talked about ad nauseum, obviously. So Jordan's impact, I think, was even more massive because that middle linebacker is always sort of the quarterback of the defense, right?
Yes.
He's the guy sort of calling the shots and directing people, and so you lose a little bit of that. And I think this kind of goes back to what we talked about with Ty a little bit. Like, he talked about Delpit taking on more of a leadership role, and I found that kind of interesting because as we have these conversations about, you know, how much of a leader Miles is or can be, and we have these conversations about, like, who else can take on that mantle, if somebody like Delpit embraces that, I think that's great. And honestly, what Delpit's role is, he sees, like, he's on the back end of the defense. Safeties are always kind of the directors of the DBs.
Sure.
And then your middle linebacker is always your director of, like, the entire defense. So, from in some level, like, he plays down in the box a lot. Like, this actually might, as much as it's going to be a lot more on Carson, it actually might even put more on Grant Delpit. And if what Ty Dunn was telling us, and if what he wrote about in his piece is true about Grant, that sounds like something he's going to embrace. This is a really good point. Like, where does the leadership absence from Jordan Hicks kind of get dispersed? Like, who takes on a little bit more of that from him now retiring? And you're trying to have this defense that we all think is going to be really good still, still function and sort of figure some things out and feel good about it. And so, yeah, it kind of falls on a little bit of everybody, but most of that burden will fall on Carson Schwessinger as well.
I'm a little bit surprised that Grant Delpit's not the guy that they want to have the green dot on. I mean, maybe this can change between now and when the season kicks off in September, but I would look at him as somebody that I think makes more sense to be the one directing all the traffic there. And I get wanting to have the linebacker do it, having somebody that's in the middle of the defense serve as sort of a buffer. But I do think that considering Delpit's experience level, the fact that he has, I think, in, at least in my opinion, been a very, very good player for the Browns when he's been on the field, I think it makes more sense a little bit for him, somebody that's more comfortable in this defense than a rookie second round draft pick making the calls defensively. I'm a little surprised that's the direction they seem to want to go.
Yeah. And I guess there are still some that has to unfold with that. Like, we have to, you know, we'll see how training camp kind of unfurls from here in terms of how they treat that responsibility and what it all kind of looks like. Definitely a blow that they weren't, maybe they were expecting it because they've been having conversations with Jordan Hicks. But I do wonder, like, how I don't think losing Jordan Hicks makes people change their minds immensely on the state of this defense and the direction that it's heading. But certainly a group that I was trying to defend as being deeper than what I think others thought now suffers a blow where, yeah, you're not quite as deep there anymore. And you're also kind of lacking some veteran experience. Cause I would say, I think now, like, your veteran in that room is basically Jerome Baker. And he does have a lot of experience.
But he's not been here.
Right. But he's never been here.
He's not a veteran of Cleveland. He's a veteran of the NFL, but he's not been in Cleveland for very long.
So it's an interesting sort of situation here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.